Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Kentucky grand jury's decision in the Breonna Taylor case in Louisville drew protests to Chicago police headquarters last night. WBBM's Jim Gudis reports.
Will Calloway of South Shore was among the demonstrators, many of whom say they've been protesting for police reform for months.
It's the fact that black people are still being murdered by the hands of law enforcement with impunity, and that's what we are here to say. This is unjust. Denouncing by Kentucky's Attorney General is something that I think we all expected, but it hits us hard.
Many of the protesters say they chose to march to Chicago police headquarters because they're demanding reforms in the next police contract that they say will make officers more accountable for abusive actions. The city deployed giant trucks to block access to police headquarters, so after holding a rally across the street, protesters then marched in the streets. On the South Side, Jim Gudis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Indiana suspended the plan to move to the next phase of reopening 3 months ago. Now the governor says restrictions are being further lifted on Saturday.
Governor Eric Holcomb says while the state is moving forward, the statewide mask mandate remains in effect indefinitely.
I know no one wants to wear a face mask. I mean, this is different, especially for Americans and Hoosiers. I get it. It's not my preference either, but it's not my preference that the pandemic is on top of us either and follows us around. And while our numbers are tracking in the right direction, enabling us to further open up, it's because of this.
Restaurants, bars, gyms, and stores will now be able to operate at full capacity, but people are expected to maintain social distance in these places and to keep their masks on except while eating or drinking. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
At 7:12, another suburban school district's getting ready to bring students back to class.
Like many public school districts across Illinois, District 300 in the northwest suburbs started the academic year with remote learning. The school board is expected to vote next week in a plan that will bring students in kindergarten through third grade back to class in a hybrid learning arrangement starting next month. Older students would return in January. The Elgin Courier reports the younger students would alternate between in-person classes and e-learning. The board is yet to determine a start date or how classes will resume. Rob Hart, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A 16-year-old girl slightly hurt after a car slammed into a house early this morning. Police say the 24-year-old driver lost control of the car along the 8400 block of South Lawndale, hit a pole and a fence, then hit the home's foundation. The girl taken to a hospital for observation while the car driver was not hurt. Not known what caused the car to go out of control.
That's the WBBM All Local. Updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.